Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
And 18. Whoop. Let me make sure everybody can hear me okay. There we go. All right, let me turn the background sound off and we can get started. All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me start over. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, aka Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Saturday, May the 5th of 2018. And the time is a little after 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I love you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to jump right in talking about the life management system, but specifically today, we want to talk about product development. A piece or a part of the life management system is module number 4, In module number 4, we break down the life management system. And the life management system is really the product development system. So the life management is about product management. The word life and the word product is interchangeable because the word purpose that gives us our principles, that establishes our procedure, it leads to a particular process that allows us to develop a product. This product will give us a profit. This profit will give us prosperity. This prosperity will lead to peace. So those are the 7 P's that make up or that emanate from purpose. So where purpose is not known, product development does not exist. So today's message is very important. I also want to talk about in the upcoming broadcast, we'll be discussing or I will be interviewing our brother Roman Munoz. I'll also be interviewing in our brother Ruben and also brother Travis. These are 3 members that's part of the life management system who are getting ready or gearing up for the product development stage. And I want to do live on air how easy it is for me to see and to assist with the development of products. And so when I interview Brother Roman, we're going to talk about, again, this negative habit pattern. We're going to talk about identifying the life-sustaining pattern. We're going to talk about the behavior modification or switching from negative habit to life-sustaining. And then we're going to move into Module 4 where we're really starting to reveal, expand, illuminate, and simplify what we're talking about today, which is product development. So that is the wealth creation aspect of it that leads to Module 5 and Module 6 and Module 7. So everybody that's part of the life management system, I'm trying to get everybody to and finished with Module 3. I'm also have developed a certification program, which I was going to talk about, you know, with the group members in a private session. So that way everybody, I've partnered with this company that does some very, very great leather-bound cases that allows me to put the certificate of the completion or the diploma in that certificate, so that way everybody will have something that shows that they have been certified by yours truly and the Eagles University to be, again, life management specialist. Later on, we're going to get into some specific certifications that we've talked about on many shows before, that I've talked about many times before, certifying in the areas as a wealth creation specialist, being certified in the area of a health or a theocentric nutrition specialist, being certified in the area of theocentric wisdom or spiritual power, and then also being certified as a relationship counselor or therapeutic specialist. So these are all certifications that will be coming down the pipe for members of the life management system, so that way you guys can utilize it and to develop your products. So today we want to talk about how is products developed. This is what I do in my sleep. This is what I love to do. This is the best part of everything that I do, and that is product development. So when I say product development, I'm talking about your actual person. If your product is your person, meaning you are your product, you and your product are one. To the degree that you develop yourself is the degree that you develop your product. That's why product development is so easy for me, because all I am doing is developing people. And it's very important, my brothers and my sisters, for you to really tune in to what I'm about to say. Really think about the next 30 minutes. Because I'm not going to get into the specifics that's for the life management members, but I need you to understand why you should be a part of the life management team and the life management system. The biggest benefit of the life management system is personal development, which is really personal awareness, which is really spiritual awareness. Once you understand you, then you can be you. You are the product. You do not go get a product. You do not sell a product. you expand, expose, and express a person. I use the word person lightly because I need to find a term of endearment that I can now change. Person, you're not an individual, you're not a human. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that is manifesting itself through a body. Once you're able to understand that, then you see that your product is your spirit. Your product is the spiritual attributes and characteristics that are encased and compassed inside of your name, inside of your date of birth, inside of your blood type, and inside of your place of birth. So when you develop your spirit, that just simply means when you become aware of the spirit, because the spirit is already developed. You're just not aware of it. Everything that I'm doing, I'm just doing it on a deeper level of awareness. Product development. The life management system is the product development system. To the degree that you are able to understand yourself and see yourself, to the degree that now you can actually start to share your share. In 2012, I think, I did a show in a series called Share Your Share. And in 2012, I was revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying Claironomos and Claironomics. So if you refuse to deploy yourself, you will be employed by somebody else. This is the new science of creating wealth and spiritual prosperity, not worldly materialism. Claironomics comes from the Greek word Claironomos. The Greek word Claironomos means one who receives by lot, one who receives by air. His right of sonship, his right of the messianic usage. It is one who has received his allotted or his allotment. And that is the ability, again, to obtain his portion that has been allotted to him. Your product is your portion. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Your product is your portion. Your product is your portion. Not my portion, not the Reverend Dr. Bishop's portion, not somebody else's portion. Your product is your portion that has been allotted to you. If you fail to identify your portion, you will fail to have a product. Your product is not a scam or a scheme. It's not something that is learned. It is innate. Product development is awareness of yourself, not your flesh, the self, the true self, the spiritual self. Product development, my brother, product development, my sister, is for you to find your God-given design so that way you can connect with God's mind. The inability, my brother, the inability, my sister, for you to understand the neocortex. I should not be sharing this with the general audience. I should only be sharing this with the paid members of the life management system. However, since I know most of my YouTube videos may get, if I get 25 or 30 views, I'm doing good. So I know that I am the best kept secret on the planet because I have awareness and consciousness that is scientifically proven. That's the reason for the results. So right now in my life, the results are staggering. Even in the midst of tragedy, what some would call tragedy, in the midst of adversity, in the midst of mistakes, what some would call failure. As you know, I'm here today with, I will be today, all my children are here today because of a major undertaking that family matter that we must address. So my daughters came down from Dallas, a good 4 or 5 hour drive. My sons are here. What could be considered a major setback, and I'm sitting here doing a show to 3 or 4 people, and that will be listened on YouTube by another 20 people. Some would say that's a waste of time. Some would say what I'm doing is not effective. I have an email list of about really 30 to 50 people. And the gurus that I hang out with, they have a list of email list of about 10,000 people. I'm able to do what I do with 10, what they do with 1,000. I don't know if you understand the law of exponentiality. It is a spiritual phenomenon that cannot be explained with the neocortex of the human mind, unless you understand that when you connect with your design, you are connecting with God's mind. The inability to grasp the depth of the spiritual constructs that I operate in that exceeds the Hermetic laws. I don't deal with Hermetic laws, though a lower-level entity. I know that's probably contrary to your theology. However, when you operate on the highest law, Yahushua said it this way when they asked him, "What's the gospel? Can you sum it up for me, brother?" And he said it this way: "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." Then he says, "The second is like the first: love your neighbor as yourself." Product development is the understanding of one principle, as I will be expressing, exposing, expanding in the Master Teacher 33 book club as we go through the book called, the book entitled The Standard. And in this book, I'm going to break down the single most important principle that overrides every principle you've been taught on earth. The law of attraction fails in comparison. The law of cause and effect is a non-issue. The law of duality. The law of mentalism. All laws fail when they are compared to the law of oneism, or the law or the principle of the ghost spell, the good spell, the God spell, which Yahushua says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Trust in the Lord," as we talked about on yesterday's show. I don't put my trust in man. I put my trust in God. I put my trust in the grantor of destinies. I put my trust in my God-ordained design, my God-ordained diakonia. Why, Brother Will, do you do that? Why don't you trust the Reverend Dr. Bishop? Why don't you trust me? I'm your friend, brother. That's what people tell me all the time. I got your back, boo-boo. But who got your back? See, if you don't explore the mind of God, you will not understand the design of men. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. If you do not explore, if you do not understand the mind of God, you cannot control the destinies of men. The neocortex has been scientifically proven to have the same number of neurons as there are stars in the galaxy. Each synaptic connection in your brain is infinite. Inside of your heart is an energy field that blows the medical community's minds, because they cannot understand why the heart emits 5,000 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. The heart is the seat of your intuitive intelligence. As we read yesterday's show, when we talked about why I only trust in my God-ordained design, because that connects me with God's mind. According to the Institute of Heart Math, if you go to heartmath.org, you can understand that the heart produces far more rhythmic electromagnetic frequencies or waves than the brain. Yet everybody I know, they use reason and logic. Everybody I know use feelings instead of chemistry. Feelings change. Chemistry doesn't. The reason that I am far more effective than men who have 3 times the amount of money, 3 times the amount of resources, 3 times the 5, 10 times the number of people on their email list. I got a millionaire that cannot figure out how in the hell I'm making $150,000, $200,000 a year with 30 people on an email list. Can you figure it out? It's called the law of exponentiality. If you do not find your design, you can never connect with God's mind. That's why the only thing I teach and preach is design, purpose, Well, purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Your product is your purpose. Your product is not a book. Your product is not vitamins. Your product is not windmills. Your product is you. You are your product. How do you develop you? That's what I teach in the life management system. That is why it behooves you to not only be a part of the system, but actually implement what is taught in the system. As we will, as our will be, or as will be explained when I interview the three gentlemen next week on the show, when we talk with Brother Roman and Brother Travis and Brother Ruben. And I'll be interviewing and talking with other members of the life management system as they get to a place of overstanding. Until then, I'm going to keep rocking and rolling. You got one problem and one problem only. You don't know who the hell you are. If you did, you would be doing this talk right now. The only reason, my brothers, the only reason, my sisters, is that you are not already oscillating and vibrating on a higher level than me is you, again, or you don't know who you are. Well, Brother Will, who am I? Well, that is a great question because the heart, I have a book called Toroidal Energy. The heart is a Taurus donut. It uses toroidal energy. It is a Taurus that uses the electromagnetic field, and it radiates 12, according to heartmath.org, to 15 feet. It can be picked up by an EKG machine, your aura or your chi or your prana. I can register with the right technology the energetic Taurus field that is emitted around your body, the same energetic Taurus or toroidal field, which is a holographic frequency spectrum, is emitted around the Earth and every star in the galaxy. They are all being, they are all beaming, they are all bonding, except you and me. We're the only one that's not beaming. We're the only one that's not bonding. We're the only one that's not being. The once you start to be, you start to bond and you start to beam. And then all of a sudden, you have all wealth. You have all health. You have all wisdom. And you have all relationships. Now, this has all been scientifically proven. That we are all connected through our cells and through the water and through our DNA. These are all holographic fractal antennas. Every cell in your body is an antenna. Water has memory. Everything that water touches that comes around, it memorizes it. You're made up of what? 70, 80% water. So where has the water that's in your body been before it became you? The memory is in the water. The memory is in the DNA. So you are bonded. You have already bonded with everywhere that water has been before it came to you. You're already beaming the electromagnetic field or frequency that is radiating from your body 12 to 15 feet. That's why me and you can connect, because all of the atoms are emitting the same energetic toroidal field energy. The Earth is also emitting the same energetic or electromagnetic toroidal field energy. We're not even talking about scalar technology yet, because that's the father. That's a cookie blower. That'll really mess up your theology. So let's just deal with toroidal energy before we can even ponder the depth of scalar technology and scalar energy. But toroidal energy, we can at least start there. That's like Boy Scout stuff. That's elementary school. So we are in spiritual elementary school. Suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is toroidal energy. Such is the kingdom of heaven. The earth emits this toroidal energy, this toroidal field. So does the solar system and the galaxies and the stars. Everything everywhere is emitting toroidal energy. This is the electromagnetic torus field. It is a holographic frequency spectrum. What is your holographic frequency spectrum? Oh, we're going to break it down in the next pay-per-view when we get into genetic editing. Because you are an advanced, a highly advanced fractal antenna. That's what you are. That's why everybody's using fractal geometry to dissect you and keep you in the sunken place. But I don't want you walking around, you know, saying crazy stuff like Kanye. I need you to understand, my brothers. I need you to understand, my sisters, that actually what he's saying is very profound. But the way that it is being said, people can't understand. So we got to attack the messenger, not the message. So let me make sure you understand how to develop a product, a service, an information. Number one, you got to develop yourself. You can have no product without the self. If you don't understand your design, that means you're not connected with God's mind. Once you do that, then the next step is we have to decide the vehicle of expression. Now, you can use the vehicle of singing. You can use the vehicle of writing. You can use the vehicle of dancing. You can drive the vehicle of acting. You can drive the vehicle of culinary arts. You can drive the vehicle of architectural design. You can drive the vehicle of biology. You can drive the vehicle of zoology. There's a plethora of vehicles that you can drive. However, there's only one driver. Before you are eligible, my humble brother, before you are eligible, my beautiful sister, to drive, you have to be qualified. You have to be certified. You have to have your license. Now, the best drivers usually go through driver's ed training. They go through some type of a school or a system or some way to develop their driving skills. And some vehicles drive faster than other vehicles. Some vehicles are bigger. Some vehicles you can drive, you can choose any vehicle. You can drive a sports car. You can drive a sedan. You can drive a station wagon. You can drive a minivan. You can drive a Hummer. You can drive a plane. You can drive a boat. You can drive any vehicle. But you are the driver. So can the vehicle drive without the driver? And can the driver drive without the vehicle? Product development, my brother, product development, as you know, you won't find this talk at Harvard or Yale. Because I'm not talking about stuff. I'm talking about eternal product development. True product development is the new science of creating wealth and spiritual prosperity that is eternal. The first thing is that we have to develop the person. Then we have to develop, again, something called the thing. And that's going to take us to something called the place, the person, the place, and the thing. Now, there is a coherence of rhythm that must take place between the heart, the head, and the gut. It is very important because everybody is aware of conscious sub, but very few people talk about the un. Many people talk about the conscious. A lot of people talk about the subconscious, but very few people are aware of the unconscious. Many people talk about the head. A lot of people talk about the heart, but very few people talk about the gut. There must be a rhythm between the head, the heart, and the gut that allows this electromagnetic connection that creates clarity. As that a word, clarity. Crystal clear clarity, my brothers, that's your product. The universe only responds, or the universe only produces the vehicle for a driver that has clarity. Now, you can produce your own vehicle, but the universe, God, the big G, is not going to send you a vehicle unless you got crystal clear clarity. The universe will only give you a vehicle if you know where the hell you're going. The universe does not respond to a driver that doesn't know where and doesn't know how to drive. The universe is aware it's not going to empower you to disempower or to destroy you. The universe respects you so much that the universe refuses to give you a vehicle unless you are a driver. Unless you have clarity. The universe already knows that you're going to destroy shizness, so the universe is not going to empower you until you have clarity. Now, all of this, again, is broken down in pretty much all of my books, but especially my book, Diligence, and especially my book, Clarinomics, and Dare to Be You. In these books, I break down the ultimate secret to being rich that I talk about, that is diligence. Now, you all know that the word diligence is the ability to cut, to kill, to maim, to mutilate, to destroy everything except clarity. Clarity is chemistry. Let me say that again. Clarity is chemistry. Let me say that again. Clarity is chemistry. Let me say that again. Clarity is chemistry. It's not feelings. Clarity is the ability, my brothers. Clarity is the ability, my sisters, to understand feelings come and go. But chemistry. Chemistry doesn't. So you are engaged in shiznit that you ain't got no chemistry with. You may be in a relationship with somebody that you got feelings for, but you ain't got no chemistry for. I don't engage in feelings. I used to when I was, well, you know. But now I'm not that anymore, so now I only do chemistry. I don't do feelings. I don't do emotionalism. I do chemistry because the universe we live in is based upon chemistry. If you put certain molecules together, you're going to get certain shiznit. Guaranteed. It's mathematical precision. A chemist, the little g's, they were chemists. They were genetic engineers. That's the reason for the next series that we're going to be talking about genetic engineering. We're going to talk about CRISPR-9. We're going to talk about as above, so below. We're going to talk about the true quantum destiny. We're going to talk about nucleotide editing. We're going to talk about the neuro versus the technopeptide. We're going to talk about the difference between an endorphin and an entheogen. We're going to talk about how you are being genetically or molecularly or on a molecular level manipulated. And so I need to give you the keys to the kingdom so that way you can take back and develop the product. Now, Proverbs chapter 10 says, he becometh poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes one rich. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement because, again, product development is chemistry development. It's chemistry. So you got to be a chemist. You got to be a energy engineer. A energy engineer, my brother. A energy engineer, my sister, is the key to product development. You have to engineer your energy, not your emotions, your energy. Now, the emotions are expressing the energy. Some of us, like me, call that chemistry. And we have already talked about the word chemistry, chem, which means black. History, which means mystery. We're not talking about color. We're talking about light. True light is darkness. True darkness is light. Yeah, another study for another time. But we're going to break that down later on this year. The devil has done the old switcheroo. Oh, he's good. But the God I serve is better. See, the Bible says, lazy hands makes a man poor, but diligent hands makes the man rich or brings the man wealth. Now, let me make sure you understand, my beautiful, beautiful sisters and my muscle-bound brothers. Lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers are soon rich. That's Proverbs 10:4 in the New Living Translation. Now, Proverbs 10:22 says something a little different. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessings of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no trouble with it. See, my products, my development adds no trouble because it comes from the big G, not the little one, according to Proverbs 10:22. Now, I need you to over, under, and understand. We're not talking about promoting shizness. We're talking about promoting purpose. And purpose comes from the purpose giver. And the purpose allotted. He gave everybody the measure. He gave everybody a measure of faith. You got a measure too. You got a allotment too. Now, let me make sure you understand because, you know, I talk a lot of cray cray stuff, but I need you to understand the depth of the statements that I am making because, again, Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh one rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. So if you got money and sorrow, it didn't come from the Lord, the big one, not the little one. See, I got money, but I don't got no sorrow. Because I got money from a small group of people that see worth and value in what I'm saying and what I'm doing. I don't have to try to manage 1,000 people. I got what? 10 people in the life management system? 15 people? And I'm able to get the same resources that everybody else that's going through all of this trouble, I don't have to go through this trouble. How come, Brother Will? Matthew 6:33. I like that because I'm a 33. And when you reduce my 33 down, it's a 6. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. So everything that I'm getting added to me is because I sought first righteousness, which is, where do I stand at? I went to God and I said, God, I'm here for picture day. I'm one of your saints. I'm one of your offspring. I'm one of your shearings. As one of your shearings, where do I stand? He said, stand right over there, boy. I said, yes, sir. You see, brothers and sisters, I'm just standing in the right place. That's it. If you stand in the right, product development, man, is standing in the right place. It ain't hard. It ain't rocket science. But we make it hard. We go through Harvard and Yale. We take, you know, all of these schools, and we go to these lectures. We've got these algorithms and these mathematical formulas and these marketing surveys, and we jump through all. I don't do none of that shizness. I just find out where is chemistry. See, chemistry, my brother, chemistry, my sister, can't be faked. Oh, I can fake a relationship. I can fake an orgasm. I can fake this and fake that. You can't fake chemistry. You either got it or you don't. Two people meet and they have chemistry or they don't. You cannot manufacture it. It's the electrical spark that comes from the gut that activates the heart that gives orders to the brain. I don't really know if you understand product development, my brothers. I don't know if you understand product development, my sisters. So let me try to break it down for you. According to science, we are like, how can I put this? A chimera. Now, this is a little, this is a stretch, so hopefully you guys can follow me. I like to use examples that are, you know, otherworldly. Yahushua, I try to teach in parables, and I try to teach didactically. When we talk about a chimera, it's interesting because a chimera or a chimera, depending on what anime cartoon you're watching or who you talk to, it's an old Greek term. It's an old Greek word. It talks about, or it means the thing that is wished or hoped for. It is a, like a genetic illusion, for lack of a better term. A chimera, according to Greek mythology, is this hybrid, and it breathes fire. It's a combination of a celestial and terrestrial that breathes fire. Now, when we talk about genetics, they say that it's like it resembles a lion, but it's made up of many different animal parts, including a lion, you know, a dragon, a bird, and some other parts. But when we talk about it from a spiritual perspective, we're talking about it is a human animal combination, if you want to use that term. When we use that word, I'm using it from the perspective of the fact that we have or contain light. The word in light, in meant, enlightenment, it means meant to go in and bring about light. The word enlightenment. Your DNA is very, very similar to all of the other organisms on Earth. For example, the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom, our DNA, scientists are baffled because the DNA is so close. You know, with like, that's why they say we come from, you know, apes and monkeys and stuff, because our DNA is so similar to theirs. It's not theirs, but it's very similar to theirs. Now, when you really, really wrap your brain around that, that just lets you know that all living things on earth have the same type of consciousness. It's just different layers, different frequencies, meaning we all possess very similar plants, animals, our DNA structure is very similar. That simply means when you trace us all back, we all have the similar source, or we have a similar origin, or we come from a similar place. And then we start to, quote unquote, branch out, and then certain things are different for certain parts of life. We morph. Where we get the word Morpheus, or we get the word, again, morphology. When it says be ye transformed, that means morphology. We morph, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We morph into, and we develop into different areas or different lines, if you will. But we all, if you trace us all back, our DNA comes from the same creative, creator, universal mind, God, depending on who you talk to. Now, the reason I know that is because science says that your brain and my brain match up identically to the solar system. Now, for the average Joe, yeah, that don't really mean too much. But you mean to tell me if you map out the star systems of the entire galaxy, it matches up identically to the synapses in my, the neurons in my brain match up with the stars in the sky. So I am a miniature version of a bigger version. Now, for the average person, that doesn't really mean anything. But for me, that is a cookie blower, because that lets me have, that helps me understand the cosmic consciousness. And it lets me understand the creative evolution of this cosmic consciousness, this Christ consciousness, this universal consciousness that we all are part of. So my product is an expression of universal consciousness. We call it God. So is yours. Now, that simply means that when you think about this on a big picture scale, if you could understand the way that you develop your product is by developing yourself. There is no separation between what I do and who I be. The only separation is when I get in my feelings that separate me from my chemistry. I always wondered during product development, as I was talking to, like I said, this one millionaire friend I have that lives in, well, I can't tell you where he lives because then you might know who he is. But anyway, he keeps encouraging me, if you are doing 100,000 with 30 people, I got an email list of 10,000 people. If I put your message in front of 10,000 people, you'll be a millionaire in 30 days. He went to my YouTube page and he showed me, I showed him my YouTube videos. He showed me his YouTube videos. I showed him my average view, 25. He showed me his average viewership on a YouTube video, 200,000, 500,000 per video. My friend who has his own yacht, his own plane, his own boat, says your message, your products, your services are better than mine. You don't have a problem. You just are not in front of the right people. Now, let me make sure you understand the difference between feelings and chemistry. Because if you don't, you're going to make the same mistake I made. Product development ain't got shizness to do with how you feel. It has to do with an electrical connection that is not explained by the human brain. It is only felt in the human heart, according to heartmath.org. I got biological proof that explains that if you could understand your design, it connects you with God's mind. The only reason you're not connected with God's mind, Brother Will, is you don't understand your design. See, I'm promoting my shizness in front of the wrong audience. Not the wrong audience, because you are not the wrong audience, because you wouldn't be listening to the message if you was part of the wrong audience. When I say wrong audience, I mean I'm trying to make people feel good. Notice, do you guys remember how I started? I was a charmer. Y'all remember me telling y'all how I started? Remember I tried to make people feel good. I wanted to uplift the spirits of humanity. I knew nothing of Toronto or scalar technology based upon the two books that I've written that I understand now. When I started, I didn't understand chemistry. That's why I have the organization Eagles Club, Eagerly Advancing Godly Living in Economics, scripturally and scientifically. I didn't even know. I just made up a name. I just thought it was cute. 20 years ago, I didn't want to go into science. I flunked out of science, man. I tried to take chemistry. I didn't understand it. I flunked out. I flunked out of English. I flunked out. Me in school, we just didn't get along. I had intuition, but I didn't have intelligence. I'm not an 11. I'm not a 7. You know, I'm a 3 and a 6. So I didn't understand science, but yet I had an attraction to science. I didn't know why. I love science. I love biology, but I don't understand it until now. And now I understand it because chemistry never changes. Feelings do. See, you could like me today, but if I do something that you don't like and you change how you feel, but that chemistry that we got never goes away. Because chemistry, my brother, is electricity. Now, you can't explain, you can't tell me what electricity is, but you can tell me what electricity does. You cannot tell me what gravity is, but you can tell me what gravity does. You cannot tell me what chemistry is, but you can tell me what chemistry does. Chemistry is chem, which means black. History means mystery. It is a black mystery. It is the mystery of darkness. That's why everybody's afraid of the dark, because it's a mystery. But people don't understand the word mystery means mist, M-I-S-T, mist as in water. Now, water is the only thing that was already here when God got here. Go to Genesis chapter 1 and see that the Spirit of God hovered over the deep. What was the deep? The water. You're made up of 80% water. Product development is water development. Product development is you. You are the product. You don't go get a product. You are the product. If you can develop yourself, the life management system is the product development system. It's a system designed to develop the self. So that way you don't make the same mistake that I made. You don't promote yourself to people who don't care about you. They don't see no worth and value in you. Now, what's interesting is I ask people the same question I ask myself. Look around you. Do the people around you see worth and value in you? If they don't, that means you don't see worth and value in you. Why, Brother Will? Now, this is my message. I just invited you along to listen. I'm not talking to anybody, so you ain't got to email me or text me. I'm talking to me. God asked me, yo, Negro, look around. Smell the freaking coffee, homie. So I did. Is there anybody promoting you? No. So I know what I told God. It's their fault. God said, no, Negro, it's your fault. And I said, blasphemy. And he said, sit down, let me tell you how scalar energy works. You see, brothers and sisters, product development has nothing to do with your audience. It has nothing to do. See, we live in a system of capitalism where you identify the market, you find out what the market needs, and you provide, remember, supply and demand. That's what we were taught. That's what I was taught. I went to marketing school. That's what they told me in marketing school. Product development is the understanding of your design. Because your design connects you with God's mind. Because God designed you. You are an expression or an extension of God on earth. God is in you. He's operating as you, and he's manifesting himself through you. So when chemistry happens, that is one God recognizing another God. If there is no chemistry, my brother, if there is no chemistry, my sister, There is no spirituality. Chemistry is the thing that connects us, not feelings. The lower level is based upon feelings. The higher level is based upon chemistry. Product development means that everybody that's on that same frequency as you is drawn to you. But God understands something we don't. How does lightning, as I talked about on the other show, how does lightning work? Lightning works by opposites. Now, I was told, again, opposites attract. Then I was told by the law of attraction, like attracts. So I was confused. So I had to do some research. And they said that the clouds are positive, the ground is negative. The chemistry between the cloud and the ground creates fire. That's a chimera. That should be you. That should be a chemistry between what you are, product, that solves a problem. And everybody that has a problem that's opposite of you, they will be drawn to you like lightning. If you need a scheme or a scam, you ain't got no product. So when my millionaire friend tells me, yo, dog, you need this scheme, you need this scam, because you're doing great, you know, you're making $100,000 with 30 people. And I explained to him the law of exponentiality. And I explained to him that I'm not into materialism. And he said, well, that's where you make your mistake, brother. And then he brought out and talked about something that I already knew. You see, my brothers and sisters, I was born at night. I wasn't born last night. There is something called spirit cooking. Now, I don't know if you understand. Just watch. There's a bunch of videos out on YouTube of Jay-Z when he was first coming in, and this producer, white guy named Ruben, well, I shouldn't say his name, white guy. As I talked about long time ago, this is really important. This is why you cannot sell your soul. I remember watching a Whitney Houston special, and Whitney Houston could not produce her own music. She was made and packaged by Clive. You ever listen to Clive Davis? Another study for another time. Anyway, Clive had control over her artistic expression. Prince, Michael Jackson, every pretty much musical artist fight for creative control. Every artist that I know that's of any merit, they have to fight for creative control. Who do I got to fight with? Nobody. Now, my millionaire friend just told me if I signed this contract, he would guarantee me 30 days I would have a private jet. Now, this was a conversation that took place about 6 months ago. And I almost signed that contract and paid that money. Because what he was saying makes sense. The only problem was this guy, and if I say this, you can probably know who he is. I like the brother. Every other word out of his mouth is mother. I don't know, man. That was no chemistry. Great product. Awesome system. Everything, feelings was good. Chemistry, though. There was no chemistry. So I said, no. I'm just going to keep chugging along at increasing at, you know, $100,000 every year, $150,000 every year until I get to the 1 mil mark. It's going to take me longer to get there, but I got one thing, my soul. See, the soul is made up of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. The creativeness. If I want to create a book right now, I can create it right now. I ain't got to send it to nobody. When I publish my books, I don't have a publishing agent. I don't have a editor who must edit my book and take out things they don't think the market wants. Brothers and sisters, product development has nothing to do with the market. I'm talking about true spiritual product development based upon claironomics, not what's taught by this organized system or the dominant culture. I'm talking about spiritual. I'm talking about claironomics. That comes from the Greek word claironomos. It's extremely important. because I have people ask me, how come I don't do this? How come I don't do that? How come, hey, cryptocurrency came out? Hey, Brother Will, people making money with cryptocurrency, dog. Get on board. Then this new something else comes out. There's always new technology coming out. There's always new systems. There's always a better way to skin a cat. But I always go back to my roots. I go back to what works. Because, see, when I go to sleep at night, I sleep good. The 4 hours I do get, I get a good 4 hours. Why? I go back to my marketing statement. I go back to my vision statement. I go back to the book I wrote 20 years ago before I started, when I was homeless, destitute, sleeping in my ex-wife's closet, hadn't shaved and showered for 30 days, and I read Proverbs 10:4. He becometh poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes one rich. In the New Living Translation, it reads, lazy people are soon poor. Hard workers get rich. And I got a friend of mine who works very hard. And I have a lot of friends. My sisters, I got two sisters. Both of them, they work hard. And guess what? They doing real good. I went to Proverbs 10:22, and my sisters told me something. My friend told me something. Boy, get your own shizness. It has nothing to do with nobody else. It has to do with me. It has to do with me seeing value in me. If I don't see value in me, how the hell anybody else going to see value in me? Your product development is your personal self-development. If you develop yourself, yourself becomes the product. The life management system is the product management system. The ability to optimize the product is the ability to optimize the self. To the degree that you can see your God-given design is the degree that you can interact with God's divine mind. Because God put his mind inside of you. It's called your DNA. It's a fractal antenna. So when I read Proverbs 10:22, it says, the blessings of the Lord makes a person rich, and it adds no sorrow to it. So if you got money and sorrow, you might want to check where you got your money from. See, no disrespect to most musicians, but you have to sign something to get to that level. I didn't have to sign anything to get to this level, and then next level I'm going to or the next, because I developed my product, nobody else. So I'm going to interview some people who are in this process next week. I'm going to be interviewing Brother Roman, Brother Ruben, Brother Travis. You want to tune in to the interview with Brother Travis. He's the brother I've been telling you about. I finally got him to really come clean and talk about his experiences. He's the guy I tell you about that's been all over the world. To my knowledge, has tried every drug that I can. That he's the gentleman that I was telling you about, and I'll let him explain it himself. And it's not bad. If I would have had the money, I'd have went with it. Why? You can't trump experience. I can talk about ayahuasca. I ain't never did it. I cannot explain to you when I say plant deity. I can't explain none of that to you. I gotta talk to somebody who can. When I talk to Brother Roman and I explain and let him explain to you what it feels like to be in an emotional whirlwind inside of your own head. I've battled some emotional issues, but not to the degree or to the level that he has. So I can talk about it in general terms, but he can talk about it in personal step-by-step systems. I can talk about, I'm interviewing Brother Ruben, who's lived in Canada, who's from Colombia, used to live in the United States, who was basically fought for his life and for his freedom. I was born free. I didn't have to go to another country. I didn't have to learn a whole new language. None of the obstacles, none of the issues, none of the concerns that Brother Ruben had to go through, I had to go through. So I cannot speak on those issues when it comes to developing a product that can help other people. There are people in Colombia right now that would like to do the same thing that Brother Ruben has done that I can't help. There's people right now who have experience with certain psychotropic drugs, who still have the lingering after effects and need assistance with calming their mind and their spirit, that I can't help them, but Brother Travis can. There's people who've been in an emotional state, whether it was caused by, family trauma, or whether it was caused by stress on the job, whether it was just caused by a personal accident. There are people who are dealing with serious emotional issues and serious emotional problems. There are people who came from or who have experienced certain things that affected them psychologically that's totally different from what I've experienced, but Brother Roman can help and talk with them about. And there's people who's going through some similar issues that you going through that only you can help, which is why I need you to be on this show so I can interview you and you can tell me about your personal experiences and we can take your personal experiences and turn them into a product. This interview that I'm going to be doing with these three men is going to be recorded. We're going to take that recording and we're going to turn it into text. We're going to take that text and we're going to add some facts and some figures and some photographs and we're going to produce that into a book. And we're going to publish that book and that's going to be their first product. And that's going to be the foundation for their system. Travis will have his own alternative health system or a alternative spiritual development system. So that way you can develop your spirituality without using any type of outside influence. Brother Roman will have his own emotional management system, his own energy engineering or emotional engineering system to help other people engineer or twerk or package or promote or ignore certain thoughts and feelings that would limit your particular production or development. And we're going to take that energy or this emotional, because again, emotions is just energy in motion. And we get to choose now what emotion or what energy we want to fire up. Instead of letting the energy control you, you control it. That's what Brother Roman is doing now. And he's going to teach other people how, okay, if I want to fire that response, I'm going to, you will not control me. I'm going to control me. I choose when I engage and when I don't engage because I have free will. It may be limited, but I have free will. So me and Brother Roman, we're going to develop a system to help other people to learn how to do exactly what he's doing. And we need to partner, you need to partner with me so that I can assist you with seeing you because your product is you. What problem have you overcome? What mistake have you overcame? What obstacle in your life that you've learned from? What am I doing right now? I'm doing my problem. I've monetized my problem. My problem was I had no spiritual knowledge, foundation, or understanding, even though I was raised in a quote-unquote spiritual background or spiritual environment. We were in a traditional church till my mom's daddy split in the church. My mom just went left instead of going right, and it ended up being a cult. But all of those experiences helped me see error. So now what do? I replace error with truth, specifically spiritual error, what we call religion. But how did I get the knowledge? I went through the experience. Brother Travis went through an experience that has gave him some knowledge that he's going to share with you. Brother Roman went through an experience that gave him some knowledge that he's going to share with you. Brother Reuben went through some experience that gave him some knowledge that he's going to share with you. And every person that's listening to the sound of my voice, you went through some experience. Those experiences, they gave you some knowledge that you should be sharing with me and the world. That is why I need you to be a part of the life management system, not for your money, for your experience. We need to take your experiences. We need to develop it into a product, a service, or information so that way you can share it with the world. We're not trying to find a need and fill it. We want to take an experience and expand it. We want to express, expose, and expand our God-given design because that is connected with God's mind. So we are taking the mind of God. What's God's will? Establish his will on earth. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we want to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. We're going to take God's mind, and we're going to bring it down, and we're going to express it through our design. That's my mission, and I want to assist you with doing the same thing. So brothers and sisters, if you're not a part of the life management system for some strange stretch of the imagination, email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you are a part of the life management system, take advantage of it. I'm going to be rolling out. I'm trying to postpone module 4 as long as I can so that way we can kind of everybody be on the same page. And once we start module 4, That is the wealth module. That's the product development module. That's what we're talking about today. And everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, if you're part of the life measurement system, I will personally develop your product for you, meaning I'm going to assist you with developing the product through you. If anybody needs assistance with product development, if you're already a part of the life management system, that's already done. I just need you to get to the place where you're ready to start expressing it. If you're not a part of the life management system, you need to join the life management system so we can get you through module one. We can identify your negative habit pattern. We can take you to module two. We can identify your niche, the number that is the common denominator inside of your life management circle. We find your life-sustaining pattern. We take you to module three. We understand your behaviors that you're exhibiting now. And then we understand the behaviors that we want to bond with so that way you can be with, so that way you can beam. Those three B's is part of module three. That makes you ready for module four, product development, wealth creation. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will. Make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gonna do this even after death. I'm gonna do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Ate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date. Call me meditate, I'm so metaphysical. I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, Super Saiyan, like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. Yeah.